talking about.
Ooh-wee!
It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show.
Demonstration.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Meek Millie. We in the building.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your girl, Cardi B.
It's Kayla Brianna.
What's good? It's Kehlani.
Yeah, this is 50 Cent, Wild Not on Wild. You heard me, it's going down.
What's up? It's Megan Thee Stallion.
What up? Y'all, it's your girl, Remy Ma.
Gotta play it safe, huh? No face, no case. Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a shit who wouldn't wanna fuck. Then my face bomb, ass tight, rack stack of shack height. Broke boys don't deserve no piece of...
I know that's right.
Yes, sir, baby. It's still Ooh-wee Hip Hop and R&B. You got the ladies in the building. I know y'all enjoyed that first half, but go ahead and tap in because we tapped into that second half now with that Dear Jazzy. We didn't have some people writing in asking for advice from our lovely Jazzy Jay. Jay, what's up, baby?
It's time for Dear Jazzy on Ooh-wee Radio.
What's up? Y'all already know what's going on. It's Ooh-wee, baby. And I'm coming in hot. Hey. Dear Jazz, my boyfriend's mom keep trying to hook him up with another woman. We've been together for 3 years and she just doesn't like me. She's never really even given me a chance. My boyfriend just says, she'll grow to love you, but it's been 3 years. And now she's trying to hook him up with other women. He says he's not doing anything with these women, but he's been going on the dates. And he claims it's to make his mom happy. What should I do? Now stop playing with me, first of all. Ain't no way y'all been together 3 years and he just keep on saying, oh, she'll grow to love you. You'll grow on her.
His mama hates you.
Right. Like, clearly. At this point, it's got to be something. Either you going to have to, obviously, you had to do something. And if you ain't did something, it's the way he talking about you. Well, because ain't no way. Like, what's going on to make her not like you? And it's been 3 years and he not even trying to stick up for you? That don't make sense.
I ain't going to lie. You know, sometimes mamas really be thinking that they know the best for their son.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. How many times y'all mama done told y'all that ain't your friend? Uh-huh. That ain't your friend.
That ain't your friend.
You know what I'm saying?
Mama
so
is right.
She might know, but
mama knows best.
On the other hand, sometimes mamas be crazy attached to their sons.
Yeah.
In a weird way. So no.
I know somebody that is married now and they had a child. They was married before, they had a child together, and they remarried, but their parents is still inviting them to Christmas dinners, Thanksgiving dinners, all that stuff.
Some point, you have to draw a line. Like, when I move on, I ain't saying you have to move on, but you need to move on your own way. Like, you move on privately. That's what you want to keep talking to?
But he...
No facts, but if you want to keep this particular person, have that person for you. Don't bring that person to different family functions. That's just...
But he's going on dates without you.
I was just going to say
right,
that.
Like, we're missing the whole
so
part.
So many parts that we need to break down before we even had this conversation. Let's talk about that they've been dating for 3 years and the mama is sending him on dates and he's going.
Did
we miss that part?
Your mom is sending you on dates and you're going?
So where am I when
he's
you're
talking
on
about
these
he's
dates?
Trying to make his mama happy, okay?
Where am I when you're on these dates?
Probably in the house cooking dinner.
No, she's over there writing Jazzy when she need to be leaving.
Ooh, no, for real.
That's a good one.
No, okay. That, listen, but we need them to write Jazzy. But I feel you.
We want you to write Jazzy.
We need somebody else, but she needs to let that go.
That's hard.
But
facts.
My thing is, regardless of if your mom is recommending you for a date, you got your butt up and got dressed and washed your butt. Like,
walked
you got dressed, got in your car.
He walked past her.
Like walked this. Past her. Later. Talk to you later, babe.
I'm like, babe, can I come?
No, it's let's both go on this day, because if you think she's better than me, I need to go. We gonna go both go sit down with her, and we gonna be able to shoot.
Notes.
No, Jesse,
I'm not
no.
gonna hold you. I'm gonna save my little advice to Shorty. I would sit down and have a real conversation, regardless of whatever the mama thinking. Sit down and talk to your man, because you need to figure that out. Because again, he ain't going. Ain't nobody making him walk his legs to the date to
He's
his car.
He's exploring options.
You know what I'm saying? He's exploring options, and if that is the case, y'all need to sit down and figure out if y'all a situation, a relationship, if y'all even have a future.
Is it real or is it fake?
Y'all need to figure that shit out.
3 years.
Stuff out.
I'm not doing no talking. If you want to go on dates, okay.
Not facts.
Go on dates.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell
but
you.
But I'm going on dates soon. Okay. And we need to separate.
Yeah.
You need to go to your house, and I need to go to my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But because what are you doing?
So yeah.
Please don't be
S-T-U-P-I-D. I don't want to call you stupid.
Please don't be disrespectful.
S-T-E-W-I-P-D.
It's been 3 years, baby.
People. We can date other people, but don't try to play me.
But we love you,
basically,
though.
To answer your question, what should you do? You need to, basically, like everybody's saying, you need to move on. Because move at the end of the day, he exploring options. So it just might be one person that he might really like more than you. And then he's going to take his chances with that person. And it's going to leave you looking like a fool.
Looking
and we don't
like
need
a
you looking like a fool. Because we love our women. We want to keep our women raised up high. We want y'all to look good and feel good.
Yeah.
So thank you for writing in on Dear Jazzy. I love you. If y'all want to feel, if y'all want to be featured on the show, DM us. Two O's W-E-E Radio Show. Don't
he
be
got you. I like that.
Don't be letting them play in your face,
don't
girl.
Let them play in
please
your
don't.
Face,
don't
baby.
Don't let them do it.
He already did.
If you do, just write in Dear Jazzy. We're going to give you some good
he
advice.
He been playing hopscotch, double dutch, Uno, Monopoly in her face.
Period.
That's ooh-wee, baby.
Ooh-wee.
It's the ooh-wee Radio Show. It's the Ooh-Wee Radio Show.
Hey, what's going on? It's Ooh-Wee Hip Hop and R&B. I'm the lovely Jazzy J. We tapped in with all the ladies in the house today.
Yeah.
And we brought a house straight into it. Because guess what? Girl, let me tell you.
Tell us what?
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Tell us up. Tell
we
us what about
you.
Butter.
Butter gonna tell
butter
us.
Gonna tell us. Yeah. Butter's in the building. Big Butter ATL. Butter not Butter ATL is in the building, baby.
Yes. I what's got up? To tell y'all. So I was on Facebook and I seen a video of this man whooping his 12-year-old daughter because he found out that she had sex. I want to know how y'all feel.
First time? Was this like, is she young?
Honestly, I don't know if it's her first time, but this time she got caught.
Okay.
She's 12 years old and he decided to make a video whooping her for it. So I felt like it was messed up because at the end of the day, a lot of men mostly think like that. Like, oh, if I catch my daughter having sex, I'm gonna do that.
No, that's sick. Because what part of you thought it was okay to whoop her on live, basically? Yeah.
But look, let me tell y'all what. That's sick. And I hate using the phrase "devil's advocate," but let's hop to the other side real quick. Remember when we used to get in trouble at the grocery store? Your mama said, "Wherever you act up is wherever you gonna get embarrassed."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You act up on that Instagram. We gonna embarrass you on that Instagram.
I can't get there.
I'm not here for whooping your kids on Instagram because obviously, like it's obviously you don't want to do that. Whatever go on Instagram live forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I could see that parents' ideology saying wherever you act up is wherever you're going to be embarrassed.
Well, you put it that way. She didn't act up on social media.
That had nothing to do with
when
social
I say
media.
Social media, I think that's the drive for these younger, when I say younger kids.
They feel it.
That's what it is because you could do something in person and it not exist.
Yeah.
It doesn't
exist.
If it's on social media, it's stamped, it's real life, it matters, it happened, it's a thing.
Yeah.
If it happened in
but
real life.
She's going to be scarred for life and talked about for life.
Absolutely.
For
like, I mean,
you never have to live
but who
down.
Not? Imagine, remember when your mama used to come up there? Somebody mama came up there in your
my
classroom.
My mama did.
Somebody mama came up there
right
and
in front
dragged
of everybody.
You in front of everybody.
Pulled
and then told you to go back to class
too.
And you had to sit there. Right, you had to go in there and sit there like nothing happened.
Yes,
but that's like behavior though, but this is her virginity. She can't get it back. You whooping her not going to put the virginity back in
I can tell
her.
You right now, if I was the mama, I would be going to whip on him. Because ain't no way. You
ain't no way.
My baby.
Ain't no way. We could have sat down
she
and had a conversation.
She deserved to get her butt whooped.
Yeah.
She did, but not on social media.
But not on social media.
She did not.
But you got I think a lot of these parents' mental capacity ain't
she didn't deserve a whooping either. I agree with you.
I don't think she deserved a whooping.
Y'all gotta understand the generation is different. The times are different.
No,
they
y'all
have
getting
so
too
much
grown
access,
out here.
But because they have so much access to grown
they
stuff.
Have so much access. We didn't even have phones.
Like I wasn't out here.
That's
like
why
that.
We was able to make it to about 15, 16. You know what I'm saying? But now it's getting younger. It's getting younger.
Like, they know
scary.
Stuff that we knew at 12 and 8.
Yeah, think about our parents. They had us young.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then the cycle is going to, it's so right there.
Yeah.
They have phones. TikTok tell you everything you need to know and how to do it.
Girl, TikTok, Instagram, Google, because it's crazy. I don't see
babies
how y'all feeling.
Babies is starting to get teeth after 2 weeks old.
Okay, babies is coming out with teeth in their mouth already. They all go wrong when they born.
Like, what's going on?
They coming out with 401ks, y'all.
Yeah. I think it really, like, should have just been a conversation. Like, now how do we protect you? How do we make sure it ain't a baby's no disease?
And then give her some knowledge.
Yeah,
like,
because
you're
her
like,
daddy.
Yeah,
but
give her
now
some
she
knowledge.
Never going to talk to you again.
Yeah, I think it was just a shock, though. I think everybody do have handle stuff different. But I think it was the shock of knowing that your 12-year-old, like, we got to think, 12, you a tween.
Yeah.
Like, you're not even a teenager yet. You don't have... You
he
don't have,
tween.
Yeah, you're a tween. You know what I'm saying? Like, you haven't even really gotten to the nitty gritty of puberty yet. You know, you just hitting the tip of it. And you already lost your virginity. That's so, yeah, true. I don't agree with him whipping and putting it on social media. But, again, with these parents nowadays, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. As a parent, you should be taking your baby.
He took his authority to the head. And I feel like, first of all, you ain't had to whip her maybe this time, but you should have been whipping her in the past because she wouldn't even got out there to even be doing that.
And it wouldn't have been a ting. It wouldn't have been a ting, Papa, if you would have been there and said something in the first place.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah, they be forgetting that, you know, Eve did eat the apple, but Adam didn't tell her she wasn't supposed to.
Exactly.
We need direction, baby.
That's a good one.
We need direction. That's a message. I'm not listening
to
it.
That's a real thing, though.
Mm-hmm. No, it really
Men
is.
Men was put on this earth to guide women.
That's literally what it's supposed to be. I don't got the answer.
But then, yeah, they were sitting there. They're like,
yeah.
You try first.
Now we got them.
I think
them.
Adam ate the apple because.
He might have ate some
apple. Adam's
her.
Apple. Ooh. Stop playing with me.
Let's end it with
Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Girl, let me tell you.
Adam ate the apple.
Adam ate the apple. It's in his soul.
He got it stuck.
And they tried to lie and say, what's up? Why they do it? Like,
girl, never have I ever. 10 hands up.
Not for real. We got to take a shot for that one. That, you just told us.
That's taking a shot. We tried to get you to fess up a drink, and you gave us some real knowledge. We're going to take a shot
for that. You know, I try to spread the word.
That's spitting, our girl better. We spitting knowledge out here.
Okay. That's on that ooh-wee hip-hop and R&B, baby. And that's for real.
Yeah. Make sure y'all tap in. That's two O's. WEE radio show, and we about to take a quick break and we'll be back.
I love to see you, baby.
It's the Ooh Wee radio show.